It is doing great. We are at the final portion of our Hormel Entrepreneurship Competition, and we have a set of finalists. We started out this year with 13 applicants, and we had 12 of them go through the class. And then we have narrowed it down, our judges narrowed it down to 8 finalists. Mm-hmm. And these finalists are going to present their businesses at the Hormel Business Competition on April 30th at the McCook Community College East Campus. And we are really looking forward to hearing them present kind of like a Shark Tank style and see what they have for us, and they are all vying for up to $25,000 worth of prizes. And speaking of prizes, I do want to get into thanking our sponsors, mm-hmm. because without them, we could not do this. So I would like to thank Community Hospital, McCook Economic Development Corporation, MNB, McCook College Foundation, Jesse Stevens, and Pinnacle Bank. And again, without these fine sponsors, we could not put on this program.
I know I've asked you this before. How many years now for this? I threw a curveball at you. You've had it for many, many years.
Yes, it's over 20 now.
Yeah, yes. Without a doubt. And this is, of course, if you have a dream of getting a business going, or if you have it already going, you can also get into this competition, can't you?
Yes, you can. Up to 5 years. Yeah. You can be in business up to 5 years. You can also apply for this program more than once if you have not won prizes 1 through 3. You can apply a second time. Mm-hmm. Again, it has to be within the 5-year plan. And also, you are required to take a business writing plan course from the college. Our McCook College Foundation has generously paid for this class for all the participants. So it is a free class to the participants, but I think what they learn is well beyond the value. They get to, you know, learn about their business, really what to look for, questions to ask themselves. It challenges them. And Renelle Mooney teaches this course, and she does a fine job.
As far as the 8 finalists, can you give us a little heads up what they do, what their business is going to be all about?
I can.
All right.
Absolutely. Well, I will say this is going to start at 11 o'clock on April 30th, and we will be going clear through till 3:45 when the judges deliberate. Mm-hmm. And after their deliberation, we will have a winner. Or winners, mm-hmm. you know, we could have 1, 2, 3, we could have 1, who knows, it's all up to the judges. And who will be meeting and talking to us in no particular order is Twin Pines Brewing Company. So we will have a brewing company startup. Procrastinators LLC, doing business as Poor Farm, mm-hmm. and that is an event space. We have Wildflower Child Care Center, and of course, just as it says, it's a child care center. Mm-hmm. Homestead Grains, which is a milling grain company for flour. We have McCook News Now, LLC, which is an online newspaper. Busy Bees Garden and Greenhouse, fresh garden produce, honey, soaps, etc. Sunny Valley Aerial, and this is an ag precision spraying company. Cakes and Confections, and it's a local home-based bakery.
Cool. It's a little bit of a good variety.
It is.
Uh-huh.
Big variety.
That's good. These, in the past, the judges have their work cut out for them because there's so many good ones.
Yes, there are. And, you know, the judges will be asking questions of these businesses once they make the presentation. So the way it works, they get 5 minutes to set up. They have 10 minutes to make the presentation to the judges. The judges have 10 minutes to question them. And then they have 5 minutes to tear down and leave the room. Mm-hmm. And I do use a handy dandy stopwatch. And I do make people stop mid-sentence if they have to, because they, you know, we're on a strict time limit and we can't give one person more time than the other, to be fair. So, yes.
April 30th, coming up a week from Thursday.
Yes, it is.
Very good. Looking forward to who's going to be of the eight finalists, who's going to be chosen to receive some money and move forward with their business, huh?
Yeah, and we'll see how it goes on Thursday, the 30th. And also, I would like to say this is open to the public. So anyone who would like to come watch, again, it starts at 11 o'clock at the East Campus, please do. We'd love to have you watch. And, you know, who knows, it may spark something in you mm-hmm. that you would like to have a business.
For the next time.
For the next time, 2 years from now.